Good morning. Welcome to RM Breakfast. Patricia Carvelis with you this Friday, the 15th of July, my last day standing in for Fran Kelly. This morning, as China ramps up its angry response to the international court ruling on the South China Sea, Beijing has taken aim at the Australian government for its wrong remarks. We'll be looking at the regional tensions later this morning when Defence Minister Maurice Payne will be my guest. And to our immediate north, the PNG Prime Minister Peter O'Neill is facing a day of reckoning, a no-confidence motion in Parliament as he deals with growing pressure to stand down to answer corruption allegations. And we've lined up a couple of musical treats for you this morning. The conductor of one of the world's great choirs will be with us as they start their Australian tour. The choir's been around since the 14th century. This is how they sound today. That's the Trinity College Choir from Cambridge. Their internationally renowned conductor, Stephen Layton, will be my guest after eight. We'll also get a taste of Bollywood with a performance to accompany the Indian High Commissioner. He's coming in to tell us about a new festival called Confluence, showcasing Indian arts and culture with events around this country. Now with some of the newspaper and website headlines this half hour, Matt Bevan is here. Hi, Matt.
Good morning, Patricia. Tough act to follow, the Trinity College Choir. Look, there's a big story across the top of the Australian today, which says the Liberal Party was so desperate for finances during the election campaign, Malcolm Turnbull donated $1 million of his own money to bail out the party. The Oz also says the government's superannuation policy is being blamed for the lack of donations the party received. The Courier Mail has a front page story about golden handshakes for Queensland MPs who lost their seats in the election. They say a resettlement allowance will deliver $100,000 to 26-year-old Wyatt Roy and almost $50,000 to defeated first-term Senator Glenn Lazarus. Meanwhile, former Minister Mal Brough will also get an annual taxpayer-funded pension of at least $117,000. Away from federal politics, and South Australia's energy crisis is making headlines. The Tiser says the state is facing wholesale electricity prices roughly double that of other states for at least the next 2 years, prompting grave warnings the burden will lead to more job losses and thousands of homes being disconnected. Photos of Harriet Rann are on the front page of the Sydney papers today. She reveals more details about how the daughter of a former premier ended up being